Thunder Bay. Ryan Thompson swears he didn't give any kind of inspirational speech at halftime of his team's season opener on Friday night. At the time, the Lakehead Thunderwolves trailed by 3 and looked a little listless, content to let a team that finished 5-9 a year ago hang around. It was a different Thunderwolves team that emerged from the locker room to start the third. Michael Okafor, who had just 7 points at the break, put up 7 straight points to turn a 43-40 deficit into a 47-43 lead, then dished off a pinpoint pass to Nathan Bellamu, who buried a 3 to extend the lead to 7. They'd never trail the rest of the way, and Bellamu once again showed flashes of brilliance, finishing with 20 points, tied with Okafor for the game high, adding 3 rebounds and 2 assists to his stat line. I see that the consistency with our team sometimes leads to slow starts, but we're definitely working on that, and I'm glad that we grinded it out and we got the W, said Bellamu, adding he was happy his shots were falling as he hit 5 of 7 from the field, including 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. With our team, that could happen with anyone, at any time of night. It could be me, it could be anyone else that gets 20 points or is on fire. We have a lot of players that contributed, tonight, and I'm just glad I have teammates that shared the ball, played as a team and were non-selfish. The Thunderwolves, who led by 4 after 1, built their lead to as much as 11 in the third, rookie Javier Fernandez sinking one of 2 three-pointers on the night, en route to an 8-point OUA debut at the CJ Sanders Fieldhouse. Try as they might, Lakehead just couldn't pull away. Victoria's Nazidas closed the third with a thunderous dunk that cut the Lou lead to 69-62. Alston Harris, who came off the bench to finish with 13, opened the fourth with a deep three-pointer that restored a 10-point Thunderwolves lead, but Rashid Weeks responded with a hoop and made the in-one. Then after Okafor missed a pair of free throws, Emmanuel Ossa put up a deuce, 2 of his 15 points on the night, and Lakehead's lead was cut to 74-67. Bellamu hit another shot and buried 2 free throws with 5:32 to go in regulation, only to have Carl Veltman close it to 6 again, despite being called for a lane violation on his free throw attempt. Nathan, he's been great throughout the season, Thompson said. He's more comfortable this year than he was last. His confidence is a little higher. He went through it last year with us, he knows what our expectations are. He knows what we're asking him to do, and I think he knows a little bit more this year where his shots are coming from. The Griffins would draw no closer as Lowy Misambia collected 6 points in the final 3.5 minutes to build back the Lou lead, hitting 2 free throws with 7 seconds remaining to make the final 91-77. Thompson said one of the keys at halftime was convincing the team to rebound together and go to the glass, not allowing Guelph to control the offensive boards like they did in the first 2 quarters. Credit to Guelph, they're always a handful to play, Thompson said. Coach, Chris O'Rourke has been there 20-something years. He knows what it takes to get his teams ready to play, and they always come with physicality and with that toughness. We saw that in the first half, especially. Lou hosts Waterloo on Saturday night. Tip-off is 8 p.m.